الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى revealed the glorious Quran upon the blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. And the night that was chosen for the initial revelation was the night of Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil Qadr. We have revealed the Quran in the night of Qadr. So the initial verses of the Quran were revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Quran during the night of Qadr, during Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. We can deduce the virtue of the month of Ramadan from the fact that it was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the revelation of His ultimate book. And similarly, we can deduce the virtue of the Quran, that it is so precious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the month of Quran for its revelation. So Ramadan and Quran, They are both very virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is the king of the months. And the Quran is the king of the books revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the king of books during the king of the months. It is for this reason the ulama and the mashayikh, the pious predecessors, the sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alihi majmu'in, and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are seen engaging with the glorious Quran during the month of Ramadan more than they are seen engaging with the Quran out of the month of Ramadan. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam used to come daily and meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the month of Ramadan. فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, and he would carry out the action of mudarasa with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mudarasa means where you need two people to do something. So that used to take place. Recitation of the Quran used to take place, but not single-handed. Two people. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to read and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to listen. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to read and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to listen. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for this responsibility during the nights of Ramadan. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had other commitments during the day, and during the night he had no commitments. And also during the night, in the quiet environment of the night, a person is able to ponder over the verses of the Quran more than he would be able to do during the day. From this we understand that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only recite the Quran, they would also ponder over the meaning of the Quran. They would also try to understand the message of the Quran. So they would read the Quran to each other, they would ponder over the meaning of the Quran, and they would try to understand the message of the Quran so that they are able to implement the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives. Because it is for this reason the Quran was revealed. The Quran was revealed not only for recitation, or the Quran was revealed not only for academic purposes, or the Quran was revealed not only to implement and practice. The Quran was revealed for this whole package. Read the Quran, understand the Quran, and practice the Quran. Read the Quran, understand the Quran, and practice the Quran. And when a person will practice the Quran, then practice will have in it propagating the Quran. Because that is the command of the Quran. Ya ayyuhar rasul balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey to other people what is being revealed to you. So practice will encompass the propagation. So read the Quran, understand the Quran, and practice the Quran. Practice the Quran, that you include the propagation of the Quran. So we can say that the Quran was revealed for reading, for understanding, for practicing, and for propagating. The pious predecessors, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, the Tabi'in, the Tabu'ud Tabi'in, the Mufassireen, the Muhaddithin, the Awliya of the Ummah, till today, they have all carried out this responsibility. Because it is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one who carries out this whole package, one who reads the Quran, one who understands the Quran, and one who practices the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him in this world and also in the hereafter. And it's a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the one who does not read the Quran, or reads the Quran but does not understand the Quran, or reads and understands the Quran, or only understands the Quran but does not practice the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will degrade him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the status of nations through this kitab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala degrades others through this kitab. So when a person is elevated, it is as the result of this kitab, and when a person is degraded, disgraced, it is as the result of this kitab. This is the only defining factor for izzah and zillah, for honor and disgrace. This is the only defining factor, the Quran. Al-Quran hujjatun laka aw alayka. Quran will be either in your favor or it will be against you. On the day of Qiyamah, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no third choice. Either the Quran will speak in your favor or the Quran will speak against you. The person who reads the Quran, who understands the Quran, and who practices the Quran will speak in his favor. And the person who does not read the Quran, or reads the Quran but does not understand the Quran, reads and understands the Quran but does not practice the Quran will be against this person on the day of Qiyamah. And Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran has been with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. It will remain with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has always been there, it will always remain. And if the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in one's favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant him entry into Jannah. And if the Quran speaks against somebody on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely throw him in the fire of Jannah. What we need to do, my friends, is to understand this point. That this is the only factor which elevates a person and which disgraces a person. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Nahnu qawmun a'azzanallahu bil Islam." We are a nation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor through Islam. What is Islam? Islam is to submit one's will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From where do we know the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We cannot communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how would we know what Allah wills? It is through His kalam. So Islam means to submit one's will to what is in the Quran. So when Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that we are a nation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor through Islam, he is saying we are a nation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor through Quran. Quran. Quran, the foundation. And thereafter the commentary of the Quran, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So it is through Quran we will know what Allah wills, what Allah desires from us. And it is through the commentary of the Quran, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we will know what Allah wills and what Allah desires. So following the Quran and following the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is submitting to the will of Allah. So Islam in reality is following the Quran and following the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted honor through Islam. Meaning, through following the Quran and through following the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter he says, فَمَهْمَا إِبْتَغَيْنَ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us honor through Islam, meaning through Quran. For as long as we continue to seek honor through means other than that through which Allah has granted us honor, that means for as long as we continue to seek honor through means other than the Quran, other than Allah, Allah will keep us disgraced. Allah will keep us disgraced. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر ہم خار ہوئے تاریخ قرآن ہو کر. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے, they were honored, who the صحابہ رضوان اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ مجمعین. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے, they were honored, they were people with عزت, the Muslims respected them and the non-Muslims respected them. The friends respected them and the foes respected them. They were honored, honorable in the eyes of everybody. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر. Why? Because they were Muslims. Muslims. Why? Because they had submitted their will to the will of Allah by following the Quran. اور ہم خار ہوئے, we became disgraced, تاریخ قرآن ہو کر, by leaving Quran aside. So this is the principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced. This is the principle that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has announced. That those people who will hold fast to the Quran, who will read the Quran correctly with tajweed, who will understand the Quran through authentic, reliable sources, and then who will practice the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them honor. In this world, in the hereafter. In this world, throughout their lives, at the time of death, in the grave, when they are resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, when they are made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they are made to walk on the full sirat, and ultimately, when they are given entry into Jannah forever and ever. And those people who discard the Quran, who do not read the Quran, or read the Quran but very carelessly, without adhering to the rules of tajweed, or who do read the Quran with tajweed but do not understand the message of the Quran, or who understand the message of the Quran but do not practice, such people will see disgrace in this world, if not today, tomorrow, if not this year, next year, if not now in the youth, then before dying in old age, they will see disgrace in this world. They will see disgrace at the time of death. And it is possible that the disgrace may reach its peak and this person may have to leave this world without iman. This person will see disgrace in the grave. This person will see disgrace when he is resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. This person will see disgrace when he will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
This person will see disgrace when he has to cross the Sirat, and he will see disgrace. Maybe for some period, or for a longer period, or forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. So what we need to do is to attach ourselves to the Quran by learning how to recite the Quran. By learning how to recite the Quran with tajweed. And after learning how to recite the Quran with tajweed, or whilst learning how to recite the Quran with tajweed, by continually reciting a portion of the Quran on a daily basis. Quarter juz every day, half a juz every day, three quarter of a juz every day, one juz every day. Non-huffaz need to recite at least one juz on a daily basis. And huffaz need to recite three juz on a daily basis. Three juz on a daily huffaz. Majority of which should be recited in salah. And if we are unable to recite three juz on a daily basis, because it is not firm in memory, then let us recite one and a half twice daily, or recite one three times daily, or half six times daily, or quarter 12 times daily. If we continue reciting quarter 12 times daily, quarter 12 times daily, quarter 12 times daily, soon we will be able to recite half six times daily, and soon we will find that I am able to recite one juz three times daily, and then we will find that I am able to recite one and a half juz twice daily, and soon we will be able to recite three juz on a daily basis. Our dear students who will be completing the Quran today, majority of these students are able to recite at least five juz daily. Because they have completed the Quran, and then they have given 6, 7, 8 months to the Quran, and they have revised the Quran with their teacher, and slowly, slowly the student progresses. He is reciting half a juz daily, and then one juz daily, and then two juz daily, and then three juz daily. We have many students at the Islamic Dawah Academy who recite the whole Quran in one sitting. And some of them recite the whole Quran in one sitting without a single mistake. This is the mu'jiza of the Quran. It is not a miracle of the reciter, it is a miracle of the Quran. Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Kyun mumtaz na ho Islam duniya bhar ke dino mein? Why should Islam not be a distinguished religion from among the religions of the world? Why should Islam not stand out? کیوں ممتاز نہ ہو اسلام دنیا بھر کے دینوں میں وہاں مذہب کتابوں میں یہاں قرآن سینوں میں There the مذہب is in the books and here the Quran is in the hearts of the people. Young people, sometimes 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds are able to recite the whole Quran. There have been cases where children have been born knowing portions of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah ta'ala memorized the whole Quran in 1 week only. Memorized the whole Quran in 1 week. There have been huffaz in the ummah who memorized the whole Quran in 3 days only. So majority of our students, they work very hard. They toil day and night during holidays, morning, evening. And they learn the whole Quran in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. And after that they toil very hard and they are able to recite 3 juz in one go, 4 juz in one go, 5 juz in one go. And comes the graduation, the jalsa of the Khatm Quran. And 6 months, 8 months, 1 year down the year, they will not be able to recite even 1 juz. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that look after the Quran, ta'ahadul Quran. Look after the Quran because it leaves the heart very quickly. It is very difficult to bring the Quran in the heart. But it is very easy for the Quran to leave the heart. So our students, when they are studying in the madrasa, they are able to recite 4 juz, 5 juz. Why? Because they are looking after the Quran. Looking after means they are reciting, preparing. And once they graduate, they do not recite. After being able to recite 5 juz daily, 3 juz daily, it's very easy to keep it to memory. Whereas going to the college, recite one juz. When returning from the college, recite one juz. You are performing 4 rakat sunnah before Zohar, recite 4 ruku. After Zohar, 2 sunnah, 2 nafal, recite another 4 ruku. It's not difficult. Because it's already in memory, all we need to do is to keep it to memory. But when we are unable to keep it to memory because of our negligence, and once we forget, then we are so busy with so many other things that we are unable to re-memorize it. And all the virtues that have been mentioned in the Quran for Huffaz are for Huffaz, not non-Huffaz. And who is the Hafiz? Hafiz is that person who has put the whole Quran to memory. And it is in his memory, he is Hafiz. To explain to young boys, I'll give this example, that I am called Hafiz of the Quran. People will say, Salim is Hafiz of the Quran. But Hasan Bhai is not Hafiz of the Quran. Why am I Hafiz and Hasan Bhai is not Hafiz of the Quran? Daud Bhai is not Hafiz of the Quran. Saqib is not Hafiz of the Quran. But Mawlana Imtiaz Sahib is Hafiz of the Quran. Mufti Sahib is Hafiz of the Quran. Abdul Ghafur Bhai, no, he is not Hafiz of the Quran. If Abdul Ghafur Bhai says, I am Hafiz of the Quran, then people will point out his mistake that you have no right to call yourself Hafiz of the Quran because you have not memorized the Quran. This is the differentiating. You cannot call yourself a Hafiz because you have not memorized the Quran. That means you do not know the whole Quran. And I am called a Hafiz because I know the whole Quran. Mufti Sahib is called a Hafiz because he knows the whole Quran. Mawlana Imtiaz Sahib is Hafiz because he knows the whole Quran. If after memorizing the whole Quran, if I forget the whole Quran, what is the difference between me and Abdul Ghafur Bhai? What is the difference between me and Daud Bhai? What is the difference between me and Saqib? So if he does not have the right to be called a Hafiz of the Quran, why should I have the right to be called a Hafiz of the Quran after forgetting the Quran? So maybe in the eyes of the public, I may be a Hafiz of the Quran. In the eyes of Allah, I am not Hafiz of the Quran. And if I am not Hafiz of the Quran, I do not deserve a single virtue that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to the Hafiz of the Quran. So my dear students, please, those of you who are graduating today, those of you who have graduated before, but alhamdulillah, you still have the memory, the Quran in your memory. Remain a Quran until you breathe your last. And those of us who have, for some reason, forgotten the Quran, rememorize the Quran. It will not take you long. Rememorize the Quran, put it to memory, and then keep it to memory. And the easiest method of keeping it to memory is to continually recite the Quran on a daily basis, not by looking in the Quran, but by memory. By memory, we recite one juz once and then twice we recite it with memory. So we need to recite the Quran, the Huffaz at least 3 juz, the non-Huffaz at least 1 juz, with tajweed. And if there is any deficiency in tajweed, then you continue reciting as you are doing at the moment, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and simultaneously arrange time with a qari, with a good reciter, with your imam sahib, or a good hafiz of the Quran, and start learning Quran with tajweed. Do this both simultaneously. We need to recite the Quran. Recite the Quran. Our pious predecessors, Allahu Akbar, Ramadan, Ramadan and Quran. Ramadan, they go hand in hand. Ramadan and Quran, hand in hand. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi used to recite one Quran during the day and one Quran during the night. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he used to recite one Quran during the day, one Quran during the night. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala used to complete one Quran during the day. So 30 Quran. Imam Shafi'i 60 Quran. Imam Abu Hanifa 60 Quran plus. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi used to recite Quran on the night, during the night of Eid, and the Quran on the day of Eid. So 62 Quran. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi 60 Quran. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi 62 Quran with the day of Eid. And Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, one Quran in 24 hours and 10 juz daily in tahajjud. So every third day another Quran. So in total he would complete 40 Quran. 30 Quran, one Quran on a daily basis, every third day another 10 Quran and one Quran in Taraweeh. 41 Quran. The father of Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Muhammad Yahya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, his friends and associates say that whenever he used to come on the Dastar Khan for iftar daily, we would hear him reciting the last surah of the Quran. Why? Because he would complete the whole Quran daily. Shaykhul Hadith Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala for 40 years continuously recited the whole Quran daily in the month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But these were the people who are connected to the Quran. If I, on an individual basis, wish to see progress, wish to see honor, then I need to connect myself to the Quran. And if we as the Ummah, on a collective basis, wish to see honor, dignity in this world, if we desire to remove all the problems that we are in, then the simple solution is connect ourselves to the Quran. And not simple, the only solution is connect ourselves to the Quran. If we connect ourselves to the Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate us. A companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was made the Amir and the Governor of Makkah Mukarramah, he came to visit Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Who have you left as your deputy in Makkah Mukarramah? I had appointed you as the governor of Makkah Mukarramah, as the Amir of Makkah Mukarramah, and you have come to meet me. Who have you left behind as your deputy?" He said, "Ibn Abi Abza." Ibn Abza or Ibn Abi Abza. So he said, "Who is he?" Insignificant person. Umar radiallahu anhu did not know him. He said, "Who is he?" So this Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, "Huwa alimun bil kitabi wal fara'id." See, in those days, when a person used to ask that, "Who is he?" People did not used to say that he is a very significant person in the community, very influential person in the community, very rich person, very intelligent person. No. Because that is not the criteria. The criteria was how much connection does he have with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Umar radiallahu anhu asked that, "Who is Ibn Abza?" That means, who is Ibn Abza? What quality does he have that you have appointed him as a deputy? I don't even know him. So this Sahabi said, "Alimun bil Quran, alimun bil kitabi wal fara'id." He is an alim of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has memorized the whole Quran and he is also an alim. And he also is the alim of the fara'id, the masail of inheritance, or the masail of Sharia. That he is a freed slave. Ibn Abza is a freed slave. But I have appointed him as the deputy of Makkah Mukarramah over other people because he is the alim of the Kitabullah, alim of the Quran. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Sadaqa Rasulullah." He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. He said, "Sadaqa Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. He said, Samaita Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. I myself have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Inna Allah ta'ala yarfahu bihadil kitabi aqwama." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this book, through attachment with this book, through recitation, understanding and practicing this book elevates people. And through this book, those people who neglect this book, they do not recite, they do not understand, and they do not follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces them. Sadaqa Rasulullah. Look at this insignificant person. A person who was a slave a few months ago, years ago, a freed slave, who has no family lineage whatsoever. He is made the deputy of the governor of Makkah Mukarramah because he is the alim of the Kitabullah. Kitabullah, alim of the Kitabullah. So friends, let us attach ourselves to the glorious Quran. We should not become victims of inferiority complex that, oh, his son is a doctor, and his son is an engineer, and his son is an architect, and his son is a professor, and his son is an MP, and his son is a counselor, and his son is the head teacher of this school and this college, and my son is only Hafiz of the Quran. My son is only Hafiz of the Quran. His son is an architect, his son is a head teacher, his son is a professor. Alhamdulillah, my son is the Hafiz of the Quran. My son is the Hafiz of the Quran. We will know the value of this on the day of Qiyamah, when we are resurrected. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to our child, يُقَالَ لِسَاهِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اِقْرَى وَرْتَقِ اِقْرَى, read and climb the steps of Jannah. وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, and read with correct intonation as you used to do in the world. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ إِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَوْهَ. Your abode is where you stop reciting. So my friends, let us all connect ourselves to the Quran. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will recite the Quran on a daily basis. Let us begin. Let us, those of us who are already reciting one juz or more than one juz, alhamdulillah. If we are reciting three quarter, alhamdulillah, we will continue reciting three quarter with the aim of reaching one. Those of us who are reciting half or quarter, we will continue reciting with the aim of reaching one juz. But those of us who are not reciting at all, let us make some resolution that inshallah from today, not from tomorrow, from today, I will recite one juz every day. If not one juz, three quarter. If not three quarter, half. If not half quarter, if not quarter, one ruku. And if not one ruku, then one verse of the Quran. On a daily basis I will. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن الرحيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions any of you on the day of Qiyamah, then why could you not even recite one verse of the Quran? We will not be able to give answer. We will have no excuse. Read one verse on a daily basis. I guarantee you, my friends, I guarantee you, once we get addicted to the recitation of the Quran, we will not be able to put the Quran on one side without completing at least one juz of the Quran. Don't wait for that day when you are able to complete one juz. No, begin with one verse. Begin with two verses, three verses. But on a daily basis. Daily basis. And try to understand the message of the Quran by sitting in the company of reliable, authentic ulama who impart durus of the Quran, durus of the ahadith. Durus of the Quran. How many people do we see in the durus of the Quran, durus of the ahadith? Hardly. Five people, four people, six people. And in many masajid, it grieves me so much. In many masajid, the people of ilm, the people who have high caliber in academics, those people who teach tafsir in Darul Ulooms, those ulama who teach ahadith, Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Muslim Sharif in Darul Ulooms, they impart dars in the masajid. And the interest that you see in the public is only five people are sitting there. Even the so-called religious people do not participate in the Durusul Quran and Durusul Hadith. If we do not participate in the halaqat of ilm, where are we going to get ilm from? And if our ilm will not increase, how is our amal going to increase? And if our amal does not increase, then how is our deen going to increase? Please, my friends, please. Please sit in the company of the ulama. Sit in the gatherings of the Durusul Quran. Sit in the gatherings of Durusul Hadith. How long does it take? Half an hour. And I say to my friends that if, let us say, in Masjidul Rahman, on Monday one imam is imparting dars, on Tuesday another imam, Wednesday another imam, Thursday another imam, all 7 days a week Durusul Quran, we should be prepared to sit all 7 days. But let's say that the thought comes that I don't have time to sit every day for half an hour. Then I say to my friends, okay, give yourself 6 days and give the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at least one day. sit in the halaqa of the imam of your choice, once a week only. Once a week only, attach yourself to the Quran. Attach yourself to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And see for yourself, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, and see how much your understanding of deen is improving. All the wrongs and the vices and the misunderstandings and wrangling and quarreling that we see amongst the community is because of lack of knowledge. We ourselves don't have the correct understanding of deen. It is for this reason we are always quarreling, always wrangling over small matters, over insignificant matters. Sit in the company of the ulama. إِذَا اتَّسَى الْعِلْمِ اتَّسَى الصَّبْرِ. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said that if ilm becomes vast, then the heart becomes vast also. That means a person is able to tolerate the differences between other people. But if the ilm is narrow, then the heart will remain narrow as well. So we need to recite the Quran, we need to understand the Quran by sitting in the company of reliable, authentic ulama and under the supervision of reliable, authentic ulama. We need to study books of tafsir written by reliable, authentic ulama. Going on the internet and reading any material is very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Unless you do not know who the author is and whether the author has a reliable, authentic chain leading to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not, you should not read his material nor should you listen to his lectures. If you want to say, guide your deen, take this advice of my friends. Chain is very, very level of isnad. Laqala man sha'a ma sha'a. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that lawla isnad, if there was no chain, then any person would have said whatever he desired. Any person would have said whatever he desired. So you have to look at the chain. How do you look at the chain? Mawlana Farooq Sahib said this. But who is Mawlana Farooq Sahib? Who is Mawlana Farooq Sahib? Mawlana Farooq Sahib said this. Who is Mawlana Farooq Sahib? Oh, he is a graduate of Jamia Husseiniya. Now we know. Reliable Islamic seminary, alhamdulillah. We know where he is a graduate from. Mufti Sahib said this. Hey, who is Mufti Sahib? What is his chain? Oh, he is a graduate of Jamia Husseiniya. I don't know Jamia Husseiniya. Who was his teacher? His teacher was so and so. His teacher, alhamdulillah. It's a chain. No profession accepts anybody as an expert without a chain. A doctor, where has he studied? Does he have a certificate? Yes, he is a graduate of Manchester University. If he is a graduate of Manchester University, that automatically means that he has a chain. The person who taught him has also studied in another university. And the person who has taught him has also studied in another university. That is a chain. You bring the best doctor in this country, in Bolton, bring the best doctor and take 1,000 patients to him, and through him all 1,000 patients are cured. But he does not have a certificate. He is not a graduate of any university. If the authorities come to know of this, they will arrest him. Why? Because he does not have a chain. Without chain, nothing is authentic, nothing is reliable. So deen, we need, in hada ilma deenun, Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah ta'ala says, that this ilm is deen, ilm is deen. If ilm is authentic, deen is authentic. If ilm is unauthentic, deen is unauthentic. If ilm is reliable, deen is reliable. If ilm is weak, deen will be weak. If ilm is incomplete, deen will be incomplete. If ilm is complete, deen will be complete. Inna hadha ilma deenun, this ilm is deen. Fanduru amman ta'khuduna deenakum. So be very, very careful from whom you take your deen. Nowadays you go onto the YouTube and listen to this person, that person, and we listen to the lectures of those people whose lectures we enjoy. Lectures are not for enjoyment. Lectures are to learn deen, learn. So a speaker may be very, very entertaining, but if he does not have the authentic chain or reliable chain, he is no good to us. So without knowing who the author is, without knowing who the speaker is, we should not listen, we should not read. Through authentic, reliable sources only. And number three, we need to practice deen. So read the Quran, understand the Quran and practice the Quran. Practicing. Hurr ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that my uncle came to meet me in Madina Munawwara, Uyayna ibn Hisn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said, "You are very close to Amir al-Mu'mineen, I would like to go and meet him." Hurr ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "I spoke to Amir al-Mu'mineen because I was one of his very close associates. And he gave permission that, okay, if your uncle has come, he can, no problem." Appointment was fixed. He said, "When I took my uncle to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started abusing Umar radiallahu anhu. I didn't even expect this. You are like this, and you are like this, and you are like this, and you are like this." Hurr ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I saw the anger on the face of Umar radiallahu anhu, and I feared the worst for my uncle. So I said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, whilst Umar is angry, I said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yaqul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Khudh al-afu, forgive, wa amur bil-urf, and enjoying good, wa a'rid anil jahileen, and ignore the ignorant people, wa inna hadha lamina al-jahileen. And this uncle of mine is also from the ignorant people. Because if he was not ignorant, he would not have done what he is doing. So Allah, the command of Allah is that forgive, enjoin people to do good, and turn your face away from those people who..." He says, Hurr ibn Qais says that immediately upon the recitation of this verse, the anger of Umar subsided. The anger of Umar radiallahu anhu subsided. And thereafter, Hurr ibn Qais radiallahu anhu says that it is my experience, "Kana Umar waqafan inda kitabillah." Kana Umar waqafan inda kitabillah. That whenever the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Quran was ever recited to Umar, Umar would stop immediately. Imam Zainul Abidin rahimahullahu ta'ala, once he said to his slave girl or his slave that, "I want to perform wuzu, bring some water." So she or he brought the water in the utensil, and the utensil was made of clay. It broke, and splashes dirt in his clothes. So again anger was visible on him. So the slave girl or the slave said, "Oh my master, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has prepared jannat for the muttaqeen, u'iddat lil muttaqeen. But what is the quality of the muttaqeen? Wal qadimin al ghayb." Even the slaves of that time used to recite Quran so much that they exactly knew what to recite when. He or she said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wal qadimin al ghayz, jannat is prepared for those people who swallow their anger." So what did he say? Imam Zainul Abidin, he said, "Kazamtu ghayzi, I have swallowed my anger." So he said, she or he said, Allah further says, "Wal afina anin nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jannat is prepared for those people who forgive people." So he said, "Afawtu an, I have forgiven you." So he or she said, Allah further says, "Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, Allah loves those people who do good." She said, "If Allah loves those people who do good, then I also want to do good. Anta hurrun liwajhillah, I have freed you for the pleasure of Allah." Learn the Quran, read the Quran, learn how to read the Quran with tajweed, understand the Quran from authentic, reliable sources, authentic, reliable books, authentic, reliable ulama, and practice the Quran. If we do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us honored. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the, musalma hokar, hum khar huye tareeqe Quran hokar. And in the month of Ramadan, we need to increase this recitation. Increase this recitation. Any free time that we have, other than our necessary tasks, other than our daily mamulat that we carry out throughout the year, any extra time we have, we must engage in the recitation of the Quran. We must engage in the recitation of the Quran. We must engage in the recitation of the Quran. Each person should try to complete 10 juz, 8 Qurans, 10 Qurans, 8 Qurans, 7 Qurans in the whole month of Ramadan. The Huffaz should even target for more, 15 Qurans, 18 Qurans, 20 Qurans. I have a nephew who is not very clever. Not very clever. In school he used to fail in every subject. Not very bright. And even when he was enrolled in the Alim class, we just had to just pass him through because he used to fail in every kitab. So there was no point in making him repeat the year. So for barakah, we just passed him through. But when he was very young, he came to me and he said, I want to become Hafiz of the Quran. And he was not so clever but so pious that even before he became baligh, he was continually performing 5 times Salat bi Jamaat. Even during his school days, 5 times Salat bi Jamaat. I want to become Hafiz of the Quran. But Abba is saying no. I also knew that it's difficult for him to become Hafiz of the Quran. One who finds Masnoon Duaz memorizing, Masnoon Duaz difficult, how is he going to memorize the whole Quran? So I spoke to his father, my older brother, and I said, why don't we enroll him in the madrasa? So he said, he is weak. He will not be able to recite the Quran. And if the teacher is not understanding, in those days the teachers used to punish physically also. So he said, he will just be treated unfairly, and I do not want to see him go through difficulties. So I said, no, you enroll him because we have our own maktab, and inshallah I will speak to the teacher. I said, I also know that it is difficult for him to become a hafiz. But give him an opportunity, because if he fails, he will not be able to point the finger at you and say that my father did not let me become a hafiz of the Quran. And if he becomes a hafiz, alhamdulillah. This nephew of mine is a living example today in Leicester. You can come and meet him, talk to him, and you will know that he is not very intelligent. Alhamdulillah, he memorized the whole Quran. And after memorizing the whole Quran, he said to me that, Chacha, I want to recite the whole Quran in one majlis. So I said, okay. Again the same thought occurred to me that he is not going to be able to make it. But give him a chance. He completed the whole Quran, and I cannot remember that in one sitting it was either 16 mistakes or 26 mistakes in the whole Quran. And in the month of Ramadan, he recites one Quran daily. So in the month of Ramadan, we need to increase our... And in the month of Ramadan, we need to increase our taqwa. We need to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make resolutions by practically carrying out good deeds in the month of Ramadan, by practically staying away from disobediences, make a resolution that inshallah, even after Ramadan, until we breathe our last, we will live a life of taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the students who are completing the Quran today. May Allah connect us all and the whole ummah to the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah to Al-Falah Academy, and also Masjidul Rahman, and all the masajid, and all the institutes in Bolton, throughout the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.